Greetings, this is A Woman's Spirit, and I am Venecia Wills Lafroy, Life Facilitator and Spiritual Practitioner. On A Woman's Spirit, we believe every day is an opportunity to have a clear vision about who you are and what you want. A Woman's Spirit offers greater insight regarding ourselves, our interactions, our world, with the constant goal of living a more fulfilling life. A Woman's Spirit is an opportunity to learn more about ourselves in order to make better choices. And what do we mean by spirit? Well, it can mean many things. A couple of them are that the term we use, spirit, meaning a healthy combination of fortitude, strength, and moral fiber. You know, that zest for life. And spirituality, well, that's knowing that there is meaning to life. Understanding we are connected to something greater than ourselves. Some people call it God, higher source, spirit, energy. Spirituality is also an increased awareness of our connection with ourself and others. And it is also the willingness to look within ourselves to discover our beliefs and to determine if these beliefs are helping us to create a more fulfilling life or hindering us, because they have the power to do either. Now, because our spirit and our spirituality are impacted by our daily interactions, we discuss topics that will assist us in our lives. And today's topic is building bridges through language, building bridges through language. People whispering is the key. With Laura Davis, Master Certified Coach, author, workshop leader. And Laura uses an inside-out approach to personal and professional fulfillment using the client's wisdom. I like that. In a day and age of people being experts and knowing more than, you know, the rest of us, it's really refreshing to know that someone offers that. Now, let me tell you some more about Laura, and then we will welcome her to the show. Laura is the president of Laura A. Davis & Associates, Incorporated, an Atlanta-based leadership training and coaching firm. Laura possesses a strong business background with over 10 years of marketing management experience with Fortune 500 companies and a variety of industries. Laura's focus is on assisting individual leaders and teams with today's business challenges by teaching her principles for inspired success. So principles for inspired success. These principles are supported by practical tools and techniques and encompasses authentic leadership through self-awareness, skill development, and personal growth. Now, she uses a term called accelerated learning. We all like that. We want to learn everything quick. Move on. And accelerated learning focuses on mental models or individual belief systems and how they affect individual and organizational success. And you know, on this show, we really do believe in looking at the belief system, so this is great. Now, Laura, as I mentioned before, is a master certified coach, and she's certified through the International Coaching Federation. She is affiliated with the Forum Corporation as a senior facilitator and executive coach. She has a BA degree in sociology with honors from the University of Delaware. She earned her master's in business administration from Emory University on scholarship. Now, that's impressive. She has been an adjunct professor in the business studies program at Mercer University. Laura has also received recognition as Who's Who in America's... All right, Laura, help me out here. C-O-N-F-E-R...
Who's Who in America, right.
Say that again?
Just Who's Who in America.
Who's Who in America. All right, very good. I thought there was another thing there. Thank you. But welcome, Laura. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, I know your background appears to be only in the world of corporations.
Mm-hmm.
However, you have other experiences that have brought you to the specific work of building bridges through language and people whispering.
Sure.
So what are some of those experiences on your journey that have led you to helping others as a coach and workshop leader?
Sure. One thing, too, is I do have a strong corporate background, mm-hmm. although I work with individuals and teams and all kinds of organizations, including smaller businesses.
Mm-hmm.
People are people wherever you go.
Oh, yes.
And I just really have been thinking about what was my journey and why did I make the choices that I made. And I really knew early on that I was always interested in why are some people effective at working with people? Why are some people good leaders and others not? And from a personal perspective, this really came about. I came to Atlanta to go to Emory, and I was in an MBA program with people who had very strong mathematical backgrounds and scientific backgrounds, and I did not. And I was a little overwhelmed. At the same time, my father passed away after my first semester. And it really led me to explore my own spirituality and why bad things happen to good people, if you will, or, you know, what really was happening there. And it was a great catalyst for me really exploring all of those questions in my life and seeking purpose and meaning. And one of the things I remember talking to my father about was he was a scientist, and he was a great scientist, and yet I think for him, managing people became very stressful. Mm. And I remember having a conversation with him about that, where he said, there's a point at which you have so much responsibility that it's not fun anymore, that it becomes stressful, and I think I have crossed that line. I was only 15 at the time, mm-hmm. and I wanted to say to him, well, Dad, I'm sure there are ways you could make it less stressful, and maybe you're not in the right job, and maybe you need to go talk to your leaders and find out how to make it more effective for you. Mm-hmm. And of course, that wasn't something that a 15-year-old is really heard about. But that question was something that I really was curious about. So I went back to business school, and I went to work for Exxon, and I managed a territory of car care centers. And at the same time was really exploring my spirituality and personal growth work. And then I decided I wanted to come back to Atlanta, and I took a job with Equifax. And I was very fortunate because somewhere along my path there, I had a variety of line and staff marketing management positions. I had a wonderful boss and mentor. And Jeff Folmsby, wherever you are, thank you. He really recognized my gifts and talents and brought out the best in me. And I had then a direct experience of what a good leader is. Mm. And he encouraged me to teach and to go to Toastmasters and really network my way into this whole field of coaching and training and development. And from there, I just kept learning and growing and taking every class I could and working with people who are experts in the field, including Fred Kaufman and Cheryl Richardson, and learned from them and really became passionate about helping people be the best they can and create healthy work environments. Because if you're going to spend so much of your life working, you might as well enjoy it and have it be fulfilling.
Absolutely. And you know what? Then if you're not happy in your work environment, it does impact your personal life, and it affects the other people around you.
Absolutely, it does. And mm-hmm. I always ask people to think about their lives as one integrated whole.
Yes.
And people often compartmentalize. I'm surprised at how many people do that. I'm like this at work, I'm like this at home. Well, no, you're really not. You know, it really is helpful if you authentically tap into your own gifts and strengths and you express those in all areas of your life. So that's what I help people to see how to do that.
And that's an important task, or an important journey, actually, that you assist people on. That's really what you're doing, is assisting them on their journey.
Precisely, yes.
And I think that's a wonderful thing. And many of us really do need some assistance with that, because we have not been as fortunate as you were to have people in our lives who recognize what our talents are, recognize our strengths, and then encourage us to do them, and then tell us, even, you know, give us some opportunities to create that.
Yes, that's very true. And even when people are self-aware and they know what their own gifts and talents are, I think we all need a sounding board.
Oh, yes.
We all need encouragement, someone who can objectively ask us some questions, so that, you mentioned beliefs earlier, mm-hmm. we can see our beliefs as just beliefs and thoughts that we can change, and therefore mm-hmm. change our reality.
Exactly. And the reality is wherever you are. So you want to be effective in all those areas, that is for sure. Well, we're going to be going to break in just a moment, and when we return, we are going to actually have Laura share with us a model that she is using. She's using a couple of different models, actually, and to talk to us about building these bridges and about people whispering. And all of this really is to assist us in having a better experience of our lives. And so this is A Woman Spirit, and I am Venecia Wills Lafroy, and we'll be returning in just a moment.
Next time you are in need of a floral arrangement, consider your old neighbor, Flowers of Sandy Springs. Conveniently located at Roswell Road in Abernathy in the Public Shopping Center, Flowers of Sandy Springs can handle all your floral needs, from table arrangements to gift baskets, hospital and funeral arrangements, and of course, all your out-of-town needs. Flowers of Sandy Springs has been beautifying the lives of your neighbors for years. Call Charlie at Flowers of Sandy Springs today, 404-250-0957. Flowers of Sandy Springs.
Go unlimited with Metro PCS. Voice, text, email, and web, all unlimited, all for a flat rate of only $50 a month. Plus, add a family plan line with unlimited talk and text for as little as $20 a month. And never sign a contract. Brought to you by the unlimited company, Metro PCS. To find a store or dealer near you, call 1-888-8-METRO-8 or go online to MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS, unlimit yourself.
Listen every Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. to the Pediatric Hour, brought to you by PEMA, Pediatric Emergency Medicine Associates, LLC, the emergency room doctors at Scottish Rite. Your PEMA host is Dr. Marty Belson. The issues and answers facing your kids and you are discussed here on Radio Sandy Springs. The Pediatric Hour, tell your family and friends, it's for mommies and mommies-to-be.
There is never a bad time for refreshing your landscape, and Four Seasons Pottery can help create a focal point for your new look. Four Seasons Pottery stocks the metro area's largest selection of garden statuary, fountains, benches, gargoyles, and more. To complement your outdoor surroundings, skilled artisans can customize your purchase with over 20 different finishes, and they help with installation. Four Seasons Pottery in Sandy Springs off Hammond Drive, or visit them on the web at fourseasonspottery.com.
Welcome back to A Woman's Spirit, and this is Venetia Wills Lafroy, Life Facilitator and Spiritual Practitioner, and we are here speaking with Laura Davis, President of Laura A. Davis & Associates, an Atlanta-based leadership training and coaching firm. And actually, Laura also is really through this work is assisting, as I mentioned earlier, assisting us on our spiritual journey. Because wherever we are experiencing ourselves as spiritual beings, whether we're aware of it or not, it is happening. Because you really cannot separate the two, really. We like to, as Laura mentioned earlier, compartmentalize ourselves, and really that doesn't really work. And so this is an opportunity to learn how to integrate and be who you are wherever you are, be it at work or home, with friends, whatever, wherever your journey is taking you. And so, as I said before we left, that Laura works with some different models, and that she is really helping people to learn how to build bridges through language, because language is what affects us in terms of who we're dealing with, as well as ourselves, the things that we say to ourselves. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that as well. And this people whispering. So, Laura, what is people whispering, and why is it effective?
Great. I love the term because it's a powerful metaphor for leading and influencing an effective change in individuals and in organizations. You remember, and many people I'm sure are aware of, the movie with Robert Redford that came out called The Horse Whisperer.
Yes.
And more people are familiar with the dog whisperer and so forth. The term horse whisperer actually comes from an Irish horseman who lived in the early 1800s, and he became very famous because he was able to take horses that everyone had given up on. They had become vicious and intractable because they'd been abused or there had been accidental traumas, and he was able to turn them around and talk to them in a way that they seemed to be able to hear him. And people were amazed because he seemed to be able to have these mysterious techniques that would immediately calm the horse down and have them transform. And I love that because I think what he did and what I do with people when I'm working with them, either in a workshop setting or one-on-one as an executive coach, is really create an environment of trust and respect, and I talk to them in their language. So we start out by using a tool I'll talk a little bit more about in just a moment called the DISC, and we'll look at their behavioral style, their communication style, but it's much more than that. It's also, what are the natural gifts and talents that you bring to the table beyond just your skills and your competencies? I mean, certainly that's important, your life experience and your business experience in a business context, or your law experience if you're at a law firm, or your medical experience, whatever context you find yourself in. And yet, there's a model that I use that really can help me predict what are your natural gifts and also what are some of your natural limitations. And I like to put that into spiritual terms by talking about your spiritual gifts and your spiritual challenges. And both of these are basically spiritual leverage points that I use to people whisper, to make the person feel comfortable with me and to be able to speak to them in their language so that I bring out the best in them. And then they learn how to do that for other people around them and therefore become more effective leaders.
I can see that being effective in so many areas of our life. And I know with parents and dealing with their children, I'm saying that because I'm a parent, I can really see that being effective and being and helping us to understand each other. Now, I know that you shared that there are actually four steps to the model for people whispering. Why don't you just briefly tell us those four, and then we can delve into those a little bit more.
I sure will. And you touched on something very important. A leader is not just necessarily a positional thing, and you don't have to be in business to be a leader.
No, you don't.
Who you want to follow. It's someone who brings out the best in you and that you feel comfortable with and that you want to work with and calls out the leadership ability in you. And I loved how you brought up the parenting example, because often that's the way in. I will talk to business leaders, particularly male leaders, about their children and their parenting skills, and we'll find commonalities in terms of how they can be better as a parent and as a business person. So, and you asked me about the steps. Basically, the steps are to understand and know yourself. You know, what are your gifts and talents? What are your real natural gifts that you bring to the table? And often, I find, my experience is, people underestimate what they're naturally good at. Obviously, Anicia, you're great at asking people questions and creating a comfortable environment to interview people. Not everyone can do that. And so to really own your gifts, I find, is sometimes really challenging for people, particularly for women who are used to trying to be so perfectionistic, or it's never good enough. And that's a huge generalization, and yet it often bears out. In addition to knowing your talents, you want to know, what are your spiritual growing edges? What are the areas that you might not see? Sometimes I'll call them blind spots, that other people know about you, but you may not really know about yourself. And even if you know it about yourself, how do you work with it so that you can turn around to be positive? So number one is knowing your gifts and your challenges. The second step, basically, is how do I people read and know the other person's gifts and talents and their growing edges? And this is the people whispering part, where Sullivan, the horse whisperer, would really talk to the horse in their language. I have to first know what your language is before I can do that.
Right.
So I observe you, I pay attention to your body language, and DISC is the tool that I primarily use to do that. And there are other tools too, but that's the primary one I always start with. And then what I want to do is I want to speak to you in your language so that you understand what I'm saying, and I basically cross the bridge into your world. And it's very respectful, and it's designed to create trust and comfort. And then once we're on the same page, as it were, even if we're very different, we can collaborate. Now we can partner together going forward in the same direction instead of being at odds. And in my experience, often people agree with one another and they want to work together. They're just speaking different languages and they are not then connecting, and they don't know how to get out of that. So I'm, in effect, a bridge builder and a translator, kind of people whisperer.
Well, you know, as I'm listening to you, it's like I remember a situation that I was in, and the lady was technically the leader. I mean, everyone on the team had leadership ability.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one particular person who was the leader, you know, in charge. Mm-hmm. And her communication style was really challenging. And I remember talking to her, and I felt like I was speaking probably Japanese to her, and it was like she was speaking, you know, Irish Gaelic to me or something. I mean, it was just, and that was the first time I'd ever had that kind of experience, because normally you can find something that you can both agree on, and you can both, the language is common to both of you, where you both understand, and then you can move from that point. But she just, and it wasn't just my experience of her, it was several people's experience of her. So it was just really, really interesting, and it was very challenging for us. And I finally realized in the midst of it that she really wanted the same things that we wanted for our children. It was just, she approached it differently, and her language got in the way. Her language was very...
confrontive, sounds like.
Yes, yes, it was. It was. It really was. And it was just fascinating to me.
Well, you bring up a very poignant example. I think many people have had that experience at work, at home, where the other person doesn't seem to be aware of their impact on others, mm-hmm. or if they are, they don't know what to do about it. And what tends to happen is we tend to speak louder in our own language, if you will, when you get frustrated or you feel like you're not connecting, or particularly when you're under stress. And
mm-hmm.
that's the complete ineffective thing to do, the wrong thing to do, taking the judgment out of it, just saying ineffective is probably a better way to express it. But
mm-hmm.
I want to instead shift and get centered and think about, okay, what is it that this other person needs from me, and talk to them in that way. And that's where this comes in. And I probably could explain DISC a little bit more, because people are probably wondering, what is she talking about?
Right. Well, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, I do want to ask you a couple of other things
sure.
regarding the steps. And then, yes, definitely, well, we want to know what this DISC is.
Great.
And I've taken it, so it'll be interesting from someone else. It'll be interesting to see how you use it and what your perspective is about it. Now, this is A Woman's Spirit, and I am Venecia Wills Lafroy, and I'm speaking with Laura Davis, and we are talking about building bridges through language. People whispering is the key, so join us in just a moment.
Buying a house is probably the single most important investment you make. And when it comes time to sell that property, you want to be sure to secure the most equity in the shortest amount of time. Certified staging professionals are changing the way real estate is being sold. Our three-step staging process is an important marketing tool for property owners and real estate professionals alike. A recent survey found that 63% of buyers would pay more money for a house that was move-in ready. So a qualified, objective opinion from a certified staging professional consultant is more than worth the investment. When you're ready to sell, call 1-888-STAGING or visit on the web at www.findyourstager.com.
For over 20 years, Joe Cochran, owner of Metro Carpet Steam, has provided high-quality, affordable carpet cleaning services to Sandy Springs and the surrounding areas. Joe is the only carpet service I trust to clean my carpet, and should be your choice, too. With hundreds of references, Joe does the most thorough cleaning available. A proud participant of the shopping spree, call Metro Carpet Steam owner Joe Cochran for an estimate today. 404-843-3827. Again, 404-843-3827.
A busy dog is a happy dog, and we love happy dogs at Bow Wow Bungalow. Drop your best pal off to play with his doggy friends while you're at work or running errands. You won't feel guilty about leaving him behind, and he won't eat your sofa out of loneliness and frustration. At Bow Wow Bungalow, we provide your dog with companionship, fun, and full-time monitoring in our gorgeous fenced location full of toys. Bow Wow Bungalow is open in Crabapple Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 7. Visit our website at AtlantaDogTrainer.com.
It doesn't just happen that one person's grass looks that much better than their neighbor's. Mine does because I use family-owned and operated Grassroots year-round. They apply to my grass whatever and whenever, fertilizer, pre- and post-emergent, and anything else that is needed to assure of a beautiful yard in the spring and summer. Grassroots. The only name you'll need to know for your yard is Grassroots. And tell them you heard about them on Radio Sandy Springs.
Welcome back to A Woman's Spirit, and this is Venecia Wills Lafroy, life facilitator and spiritual practitioner. And we are here with Laura Davis, and we are learning about building bridges, people whispering, and we're going to also be learning about another model as well as a tool that Laura uses called the DISC. And I think you're going to find all of this fascinating because this is information and tools that are really going to help us in terms of creating better opportunities for ourselves. And of course, to do that, we've got to figure out what those beliefs are. And Laura's actually going to talk to us a little bit more about our values and beliefs as well. So now, Laura, before we left, you were talking about a model to actually teach people how to build bridges. And you described four different areas or four different steps that are used. And I wanted to know a little bit more about discovering these gifts, and I'm sure that's going to take us into the DISC. Mm-hmm. And so how do we you're talking about us learning what our spiritual gifts are. How do we actually discover what these gifts are?
Great. And I will go into DISC at this point. Mm-hmm. Some people like yourself have taken it in the past. There are other tools. I like this particular one because it's looking at perceptions, and it's looking at how do people perceive the world and their personal power in the world.
Hmm.
And it was actually developed by a man named William Moulton Marston in the 1920s and became applicable for business in the 60s and 70s. And without going into too much of the background, there's a lot of background around how it's been used over the years and how validated and researched it is. So it's based on a very scientific validated model. It basically is looking at, some people just come into the world with rose-colored glasses on. They tend to think that things will work out, and other people come into the world with sort of what's not working glasses on. And basically, they don't necessarily have to be negative. They're more troubleshooters. What
yes.
could go wrong, and what do I do about it? Yeah. And other people then, given those two perspectives, will have one of two perceptions. One is I perceive myself as more powerful than the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And power is a loaded word, but just meaning if something is not the way I want it, I'm going to be most inclined to change it,
mm-hmm.
be proactive about it. Whereas other people are more inclined to go with the flow and work within the existing set of circumstances and situations. Given those two perspectives, you come up with a variety of different classical patterns around which the DISC is based. And DISC is an acronym. It's D-I-S-C. It's not anything to do in your back or anything like that. D stands for dominance.
Mm-hmm.
I stands for influence.
Mm-hmm.
S stands for steadiness.
Mm-hmm.
And C stands for conscientiousness. And those
mm-hmm.
words are older words from the 20s and so on. So they don't necessarily mean what we mean in everyday conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If I tend to be a person with any of those dimensions higher than a certain point, what people do is they take an assessment and they take it as their natural self. And I'm very adamant about that. Some people will say, take it as you are at work, or take it as you are at home. And as you and I have shared, I think it's important that you look at your life as one integrated whole. So
mm-hmm.
I ask them to take it as their natural self.
Good.
You will get a graph of where your intensity on each of those dimensions falls. And we all have aspects of DIS and C behavior within us, But there's a tendency to have either one or two of those dimensions want to be more fully and freely expressed. And that's really a spiritual thing.
Mm-hmm.
I come into this world with a need for these gifts to be expressed. And what you want to do then is know that and place yourself in environments where you are really speaking to those gifts, where you're expressing those naturally. So, for example, if I come out to be someone with a lot of I behavior and not much C behavior, I don't want to put myself in a job or a role that requires a lot of C behavior. I can do it, but it's going to be stressful for me. So it would make more sense for me to hire people or collaborate with people who naturally are good at that. And therefore, we're all happy, we're all more productive, and the whole team has a synergy and a clicking aspect to it that it wouldn't have if we're all struggling to do something we're not naturally good at.
And you know what? I'm sitting here thinking to myself, one, that needs to be a class in a college.
Yes.
You know, or not just necessarily in college, even in high school.
Yes.
Because everyone's not going to go to college. And I think it's important for people to understand that about themselves and to seek those environments or to at least seek employment or careers that will you know really nurture and bring out those talents. And then the other thing too is the individuals who are leading these corporations or leading these families, if they would know these things about their people, then they could set up teams or they could set up family projects where each person is given a certain part that really goes along with who they are and how they operate, what their gift is.
That's perfect. That's exactly what I help people to do. Because so often we are swimming upstream.
Yes.
And it's not that you can't do it. And certainly there are, in every life situation, situations where you're required to develop an area that you're not naturally good at. But why put yourself in a situation where that's the main thing you have to do? It's unnatural.
Yes, and not only that, I want to mention that in being in a situation where it's not ideal for you because of your talent or because of your challenge, your spiritual challenges that you need to grow through, we wind up not feeling good about ourselves.
Very true.
And it really does impact our spirit in our daily life, just that zest within us, and it also impacts how we feel about ourselves as a spiritual being.
That's an astute observation. Thank you for that. And in fact, you mentioned college or high school.
Yes.
Students knowing about this, I wish I had, because that's
yes.
exactly what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
I went and got my MBA, and I'm a reasonably intelligent woman, and yet a lot of the quantitative courses and so forth, I certainly could do, and I did, but they weren't what really made my heart sing, made me excited,
right.
made me interested.
Right.
And yet, naturally, I am a high I. My spiritual gifts are around inspiration and connection, and I took a job that required a lot of detail orientation, which a high C is good at.
Mm-hmm.
And then I even went into market research where I was doing statistical analysis. Now, I could do it, but I was always wanting to get up and talk to people. And interestingly enough, all of my managers started to recognize this and kept putting me in roles where I was either teaching or I was coaching or
that's
I was
great.
Running teams and so forth, because they knew I was a good hard worker and I was willing. But again, I just naturally gravitated to what I loved. And that's what I wish for everyone, because when you do that,
mm-hmm.
you're naturally more effective, you perform better. So that's the ROI for business people. But just as you said, it really validates who you are and allows you to really feel spiritually fulfilled and good about yourself. Your self-esteem raises. And I have a book about self-esteem with some other coaches. It's called A Guide to Getting It, Self-Esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk a little bit about my story and how I discovered this later in life. And you can find it at my website, which is LauraADavis.com, www.LauraADavis.com. But I've written about this a lot, too. Leading with Love is another article on my homepage. If we would just really recognize that people are different, and because they're different, you don't want to put a square peg in a round hole.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that people are really playing to their gifts and strengths. And there's a lot of research in the management literature around this now. Marcus Buckingham is a person who talks about that. The Gallup Research Organization has done a lot of research around this. Let's focus on our strengths, our gifts, rather than always what's wrong with us.
Yes. Yes, yeah. And we have a lot of help looking at what's wrong with us.
Yeah.
So you're right, it's time to change that perspective, because that's what's going to lead us to that more fulfilling life that you assist people in acquiring for themselves.
Exactly.
Now, we're going to go to break, and when we come back, I want to continue with the DISC and have you talk to us about the model for transformation that's connected with that.
Sure.
Because I think that'd be very powerful for people to understand what all this is leading toward. And so this is A Woman's Spirit, and I am Venecia Wills Lafroy, and I am here speaking with Laura Davis, certified coach, and actually certified master coach, and we will return in just a moment.
Hi, I'm George Price, inviting you to join me Tuesdays at 1 p.m. for The Music Scene on Radio Sandy Springs. We'll be doing interviews, live music recordings, stories, events calendars, and bringing you the information you need to find the best of music in Sandy Springs and around the area. That's The Music Scene, Tuesdays at 1 p.m. right here on AM 1620, Radio Sandy Springs and RadioSandySprings.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Al. Do you find that your current relationship is filled with bitterness and a lot of arguing, a lot of yelling, and something just doesn't feel right? If that's the case, please listen to my show Wednesday afternoon at 5 o'clock. We talk about relationships, and we talk about how to make those relationships better and how to have a lifetime of happy and content relationships. Every Wednesday, 5 o'clock on Relationship Radio on Radio Sandy Springs, AM 1620, or online at RadioSandySprings.com.
How much can you afford to risk? Industry insiders are predicting that natural gas rates are going to be significantly higher this winter. Lock in a fixed natural gas rate with MX Energy today and benefit from price protection for up to 36 months. No matter how high prices go, your rate stays the same. Don't wait. Call 866-4-MX-ENERGY to enroll. MX Energy, straight talk, real protection. For your natural gas, 866-4-MX-ENERGY.
Dr. Barry McKernan is known worldwide for expert minimally invasive surgical care. He devotes his entire practice to videoscopic surgical treatment for abdominal problems, including obesity and revision of prior gastric surgeries. Dr. McKernan's Center for Videoscopic and Laser Surgery Procedures for Obesity include lap band, gastric bypass, and laparoscopic gastric sleeve. Call the Center for Videoscopic and Laser Surgery at 770-924-8808 and mention Radio Sandy Springs for a $50 credit on your initial consultation.
To A Woman's Spirit, and I am Venecia Wills Lafroy, life facilitator and spiritual practitioner, and we are here with Laura Davis, and Laura has been talking to us about building bridges, in other words, understanding other people so that we have a partnership, we have a connection with them that then fosters or produces, you know, a goal that we may have, that we need each other for. So we don't always remember that we need each other, and we really do. And so she's also been sharing with us about people whispering, learning that language that we each uniquely have. Each person has a language of their own. We don't realize it because we're so used to using it. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about the DISC, which she talked about just before we left, as one of her tools in connection with her model for transformation, because all of this is really about us being even more, being even better. So Laura, now tell us about the discs and how that helps with the model for transformation.
Sure. I think I'll start briefly with the model for transformation and then disc, and we can weave back and forth with that.
Okay.
The model for transformation comes from a gentleman named Ralph Kolbe. And again, DISC is a needs-based model. So if you're at home listening, you can take out a piece of paper and draw. You don't want to do this if you're driving, obviously, but you can think about it and visualize it in your mind. If you draw a line across the paper horizontally, and then above that a couple inches some waves that look like the ocean, and then draw an iceberg, if you will, with just a little bit of a tip looking out above the waves, you can fill in the blanks as I go here. The bottom of the ocean is needs, and DISC is a needs-based model. So we do come into this world with certain needs for relationship and connection or task, depending on those perceptions I talked about before the break, whether you perceive yourself as more or less powerful than the environment, or whether you have rose-colored or what's not working glasses on, and the combination of those factors. And then if you draw a line up horizontally from needs, the next thing on the ladder, if you will, would be values and beliefs. And I know, Venetia, you and I both really believe in the power of beliefs to create your reality, to change your reality. That's so important. And values, too, in terms of what's important to people. They
yes.
want to know that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important. The next step up is thinking and feeling patterns. And we all fall into thinking and feeling patterns that don't always serve us. So that's what I'm helping people to do, is shine a spotlight on those to see, is this serving you or is this hindering you? Is this getting in your way? Again, without judgment, it is that way. Would you like to change it? And here's how we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, above the surface is behavior. And unfortunately, what a lot of coaches and consultants and trainers and speakers talk about often is just the behavior. Well, it may be important to look at your behavior, and yet there's so many things going on underneath the surface. And
yes.
what I've discovered from experience is it's not going to be sustainable and long-term, this transformation and this change, unless you get below the surface of the water. And that's where we start.
So there actually are values and beliefs are really deeper within us than we realize then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like it'd be really important for us to become more aware and more conscious about these beliefs and values, because they really do, they're like the steering wheel, aren't they?
Yes. and I love that you said deeper, and yet to be clear for people listening, it's not necessarily that they're hidden. They're there, and you can see them. And you know how when you're talking with friends or family members or people that you work with, you may have the experience where everyone knows that person's beliefs and sort of chuckles about it, and they may not even be aware
yes.
if they have such strong beliefs.
Yes.
And yet it's very apparent. So it's not necessarily that it's subconscious or hidden deeply. It's activated, it's operating, but they may not see how much it's driving their life and their behavior.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly, exactly. And it really is our journey to figure those things out and to become aware of them, to be more in tune with them.
Yes.
Ourselves.
Very, very astute. And it's interesting. I think most people, we expect people to look at and mm-hmm. to respond to situations in the way that we do. And when they don't, we have a tendency to judge them as being somehow inadequate, or, you know, how can they be thinking that? Or why are they doing that? They're trying to just make my life miserable.
mm-hmm.
And that's not the case. For example, if I tend to have mostly high D tendencies, I tend to be someone who's direct, who's forceful, who's quick. I like to take charge. Those are gifts. And the gifts from a spiritual perspective are direction and focus.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to think of leaders as needing to be high D, and that's not necessarily the case, because perhaps in your example, that person may have had a lot of D behavior and not known how to work with it, a D preference in DISC. it's wonderful because the gift is direction and focus.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful to focus and to know where to head. You just want to make sure you include other people in that process.
Right? Right.
And the fear is another thing that I'll help people to understand from a spiritual perspective. Often someone with a high D fears being taken advantage of. So
really?
Yes. Yes.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. So that often drives their behavior. So once you know that, you can be more compassionate and realize they're not being just difficult or being a jerk. If you can help them to feel more comfortable and see how you're not trying to take advantage of them, how it's mutually beneficial, whatever the situation is, often they will shift and look at the positive aspects of their behavior, because it's all on a continuum. There are positive
right.
and negative aspects
mm-hmm.
of each of these styles,
mm-hmm.
and you want to emphasize the positive, of course, and let the negative fall away.
Well, now, all of this is about transforming, and sometimes people get a little defensive about that. They think, mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with me, or are you trying to say there's something wrong with mm-hmm. me? So I really wanted to find out from your perspective, why do we want to transform? As I know why, but I would really like to hear yours.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think part of it is it's just a natural, innate drive in humans. If you think about in all of life, really, it's my strong belief from all of my studies and all of my searching, if you will, and finding that flowers grow towards the sun. People seek growth, they seek joy, more importantly, and they seek freedom, all of those things. And so often people want to grow and be free and be joyful. They just don't really know how.
Don't know how. Or sometimes they're afraid, because this is at least this they know. They're comfortable because they know this.
Very true. And mm-hmm. and they know what's required of them.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
There's no fear of the unknown in that.
Yes. Right. And if I can, though, and again, too, what happens to many people is they get beat up, as you touched on before, because our society, unfortunately, gives us many messages that we're not okay the way we are.
Right.
We want to behave in a different way than what's natural for us.
Mm-hmm.
Personal example, my father had a lot of high C behavior. He was a scientist, as I mentioned before,
mm-hmm.
and brilliant man, and a loving, wonderful person, and yet not very warm and open and effusive, not necessarily friendly until you got to know him. And
right.
I'm a high I, which mm-hmm. means I tend to be very expressive, and I like to talk, and I like to connect with people, and I'm naturally enthusiastic and emotional and optimistic and so forth. And because he didn't understand any of this stuff that I now know,
mm-hmm.
he would tease me and say, you know, sit on your hands, or don't be so wildly expressive. And I remember taking that very personally, and
mm-hmm.
that tends to be a fear of the high I, this loss of social approval and a fear of rejection and so forth. Because I've grown and matured and done work on myself and had some fun with the whole process,
okay.
I accept that about myself,
mm-hmm.
and I know that, so I can again act from the positive aspect of it and not the negative aspect of it. It's
right.
still there, though. It's still inherent.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, because I can lovingly look at it and accept it, it can transform.
It can transform, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
right. Well, we're going to go to break in just a moment. And when we come back, I really want to know, what are some signs in our careers or in our personal lives that indicate we need to transform our behavior, or it would better serve us if we transformed our behavior? So this is Venecia Wills LaFroy, and I am speaking with Laura Davis. Please return to A Woman's Spirit in just a moment.
Struggling with emotional problems and not sure what to do about getting help, or maybe you've tried to get treatment but without success? This is Dr. Scott Bay. Please join me Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. I'll clear up misinformation about mental illness and give you helpful advice delivered with compassion as well as sound scientific information from the latest in medical and psychiatric research. That's Psychiatry Today with Dr. Scott, Wednesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. on Radio Sandy Springs, 1620 a.m. and RadioSandySprings.com.
Join Dr. Catherine Franklin of the Absolute Health Chiropractic every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. for the Sandy Springs Health Chiropractic Hour. Listen in as Dr. Franklin interviews chiropractors and other healthcare professionals in an invigorating and open forum. Dr. Franklin discusses health and various healthcare options in the Sandy Springs area. Dr. Catherine Franklin, 9 a.m. Tuesday morning on Radio Sandy Springs.
Don't call 911. Century 21 Clickit is the answer to selling in today's real estate market. Complete MLS packages starting at just $399. Place your listing where the motivated buyers are searching. Call 678-344-1600 or go to c21clickit.com to see how easy it is to save thousands while selling your home.
This is Lindsay Kling, host of The Chamber Connection on Radio Sandy Springs. I invite you to join me on Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. as I meet with leaders from our community to discuss topics ranging from business and education issues to social concerns. I'll let you know what events are coming up every week, and once a month I'll spotlight a local school and a small business. I'll also fill you in on what's happening at the Sandy Springs Perimeter Chamber of Commerce. Catch The Chamber Connection on Radio Sandy Springs, 1620 a.m. every Thursday beginning June 5th from 4 to 5 p.m.
Welcome back to A Woman's Spirit, and this is Venecia Wills Lafroy, life facilitator and spiritual practitioner, and we have been having an air chat with Laura Davis, certified master coach, and really, I like to think of you, Laura, as someone who is not just coaching, but also assisting, you know, assisting people in their journey. And so we've been talking about some models that she uses and tools, and the DISC is one of them. And we're going to continue with the DISC, and then we're going to find out what are some of the signs that tell us in our careers and our personal lives that there's some behavior that perhaps we need to transform, or we'd be better served to transform. So now, Laura, you wanted to continue with the DISC, and you said we have S and C left.
Sure.
Okay.
I wanted to touch on, again, the gifts, the spiritual strengths, mm-hmm. and some of the areas for growth for S and C. If someone has a high tendency for S behavior, mm-hmm. that steadiness, they are naturally patient, easygoing, team players, a nice calming influence, and they tend to have a systematic approach to things, so they're great process people. The challenge sometimes is they have a fear of loss of stability. So often in today's very changing environment, that can be challenging.
Mm.
And they also really like a sense of security in a conflict-free environment, which can sometimes get in their way because that isn't always realistic. So that can be a limitation.
Yes.
Yeah. And the fear, then, is of change.
Yeah.
Yeah. A high C person, on the other hand, and when I say high C person, I really mean someone with a tendency for a lot of C behavior. They tend to be accurate, analytical, detailed. They have high standards. They're very intuitive. They tend to be a little bit more formal and reserved in the workplace, perhaps. So, again, knowing that about someone when you're connecting and crossing the bridge to their world is very helpful, so you don't take it personally. So you realize that's how they like to express who they are. Some of their limitations, though, might be they're overly sensitive, perhaps, could be, again, perfectionistic and a little critical of themselves. So
mm-hmm.
this awareness of how these energies play out can really serve us to transform ourselves and to transform our relationships. Because really, when you think about it, communication is such an essential part of a happy, successful life in any context.
Absolutely, in any context. I definitely believe that. Now, it's interesting listening to that because I can hear elements of myself. So, and the other thing that keeps coming up for me in listening to all of this wonderful information and how it's really meant to assist us, not only in knowing who we are, or knowing ourselves better, but also in communicating and interacting with others better in order to have those better relationships, in order to produce whatever it is that we want to produce as a result of those partnerships. And I can't help but wondering if, you know, which relationships do we invest in? You know, how do we discern which ones are the ones that will serve us the best, that we really, because sometimes we're forced in situations to be on a team, let's say at work. Sometimes we're forced in situations because we can't get rid of our family members.
You could, but you might not want to.
Right? So it's like, you know, I can see where I definitely need to learn how to use this in those kind of scenarios. But in other areas of our lives, or even it's still at work, there are other times when you have to really figure out, okay, what are the better relationships here I need to develop and grow?
Sure. It does become easier with practice, and I've worked with this so long that I can pick up on this relatively quickly. And also, you want to use your intuition, which is definitely a part of this.
Okay.
I would go back to the model for transformation around values and beliefs. And the people you want to invest your time and energy with are people who share your values and with whom you respect. That doesn't mean you need to agree with them about everything, but
right,
they have a basic similar value system to you. The challenge, I think, is all this other noise gets in the way. If you don't understand how someone's communicating or how they present themselves and their body language and how they dress and all those things, sometimes humans are judging machines and we get in our own way. You can look more deeply to really understand and appreciate and celebrate our differences.
Yes.
We're all making contributions. Then you see that behavior is neither good nor bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how we manage our behavior that determines the results that we get.
Absolutely. Now, in understanding this, I'm trying to think what my question is. It went out of my head just that quick. So probably because I have so many in my head.
Yes.
I can't help but wonder how all of this assists us in terms of, oh, I know what it was I wanted to ask. Give us an example of a communication style that this person, that someone you know has, and you're trying to understand them because you want to partner with them, or you're in a position where you need to partner with them. How do we actually learn to understand that person's language and then utilize it?
Yes, wonderful. That's the kind of work I do. There's a lot to it.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly, each particular style likes to be talked to in their language, and there are specific tips I can give very high level. B, you want to be short, brief, to the point.
Mm-hmm.
High I, you want to connect with them and be warm and friendly first. High S, you want to be taking a sincere interest in them personally, and be calm and step-by-step and patient and avoid conflict. Don't rush them, in other words. And high C, you want to know your facts. You want to be clear. You want to be step-by-step. You want to be precise in however you express yourself. So sometimes we have to stretch outside of our comfort zone.
Oh, it sounds like it, Laura. It really does.
Yeah. However, it's not as hard as it sounds.
Okay, good.
If anybody's getting that impression, it really isn't. It
good.
Becomes a nice, lovely dance where you begin by crossing the bridge into their world and speaking to them in their language, doing people whispering. But then they move to meet you as well because
you gain
that trust and rapport.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you made that connection.
Yes.
Because it sounds like it's a rhythm. It really is.
It is.
Okay.
And I want to say one other thing, too. It's not about being, you know, disingenuous or techniques or
right.
trying to be slick about it. It's very much just wanting to connect. So your intention is 90% of it so often. And if you just know these simple ways to do that, then it becomes easier. And that's what I'm about.
Well, you know what comes up for me in listening to you say this is what Franklin Covey talks about, and it's actually in the Bible, and that is seeking to understand.
Perfect.
And then
yes.
be understood.
Yes, I love Covey's work, and I used to be a Seven Habits facilitator, and I draw from that work as well as a lot of other work around universal principles. These things are true regardless of your beliefs in terms of religion, etc. And spirituality is so much deeper than religion, and that's really how I like to approach people. These principles and truths, these principles for inspired success I talk about, are applicable anywhere you go. And when you follow them, life works.
Yes, I would agree. And well, Laura, this has been a really great air chat. I've learned a lot. I really appreciate this information. And I trust that others will take advantage of your expertise and your guidance here. So tell people how to get in touch with you.
My pleasure. It's been wonderful. The best way is to check out my website. It's www.laura, L-A-U-R-A, A, two A's next to one another, Davis, D-A-V-I-S.com. And you can also reach me via landline, 404-327-6330. And I'd love to talk to you about it further. On my website, I have articles. I have some products and so forth and more about my background and this whole concept. So I invite people to come visit.
All right. Very good. Now, I want to thank those of you who listened today and took the opportunity to find out more about yourself, because this show definitely helped with that. And I invite you to join us next Wednesday from 2 to 3 to hear our next show, Honoring Your Inner Voice, with Deborah Olivo, a holistic counselor and founder of Create Women's Spirit. And if you'd like to hear this show again or share it with your friends, Building Bridges Through Language, People Whispering is the Key. You can go to our recorded show at RadioSandySprings.com or to www.myspace.com/ A Woman's Spirit. And I am Venecia Wills Lafroy, life facilitator and spiritual practitioner. You can email me with your questions or your experience of the topics at clearvision2@yahoo.com. CLRVSION, the number 2, at Yahoo. Thanks for listening. And remember, every day is an opportunity to have a clear vision about who you are and what you want.
Resource Planning Group is Sandy Springs' number one fee-only family wealth advisors. They help folks like you practice and maintain spending and investing habits that are wealth-enhancing. If you're about to retire and want security for years to come, call John Howard at Resource Planning Group right here in Sandy Springs, 770-671-9500. Resource Planning Group, securing your retirement future.
If you are looking to increase productivity and facilitate excellence in your business or nonprofit, look no further than Gail Cohn and Leadership. Gail Cohn is a facilitator, speaker, and motivator and has worked for 20 years helping businesses meet their organizational challenges. Leadership's long list of clients include law firms, government associations, educational institutions, banking, healthcare, and Fortune 500 companies. Ultimately, Gail Cohn helps clients help themselves. Leadership at GailCohn.com.
www.kidemergencies.com is a user-friendly free resource on children's health emergencies and poisonings for everyday mothers and fathers. The site was created by Dr. Marty Belson, one of the Pediatric Emergency Medicine Associate Physicians at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta at Scottish Rite. The website is one of five websites which has received the iParenting Media Award for the great